The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph brings a machloikis tanoim. What's the halacha when certain things become nisariv, things that are osir become mixed in with things that are mutter? Are you allowed to eat the taruvis or not? Are you allowed to eat that mixture? So there's a concept that min ha-Torah, whenever iser is mixed with heter, and some of the things in the taruvis in the mixture you're allowed to eat and some you're not, the halacha is that if most of the food, most of the things in the mixture, in the taruvis, are mutter, we say that the iser, which is mixed in, is bottled to the roiv, to whatever is the majority, whatever is more than 50%, and in that case, the iser will be bottled. However, the Gemara here brings that midirabbanan, the Chacham said that under different circumstances, we will say that even though minatayra it's bottled, midirabbanan it's not bottled until we fulfill other conditions. So the Gemara over here brings that there's a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether we say how important, how choshev do certain things have to be until we'll say that since they are so important, they're so choshev, therefore they are not bottled. And the Gemara says, Reb Meir said, Kol shadarko limono is mikadish. Anything that is the derech, it's the way, an item that is so important that it is sold individually and you count it when you sell it, is not just sold by weight or by volume or by bulk. Reb Meir says that is considered something which is choshev and therefore it's mikadish, it will aser b'hano by arla and it will not be considered batal, no matter what iser it is. The Chacham disagree with Reb Meir. The Chacham say, Einu mikadish el shisha dvarim bulvad. There are only six things that are considered dvarim chashuvim, six things that are considered choshev. Rabbi Yekiva says there are seven, and the Gemara and Mishnah lists all these seven things that are considered Dvarim Chashuvim. These things are not bottle. Everything else, the Gemara says, is bottle, according to the Chacham. Now, according to the Sheet of Reb Meir, the Gemara brings that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan saw there es shedarko limon shenino. Rabbi Yochanan understood the sheet of Reb Meir, when Reb Meir said darko limone, something which is the derech, something which is usually counted, he means es shedarko limonis. Which, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only things that are considered choshev, according to Reb Meir, are things that are counted. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that means things that are, will only be sold when they are counted. It's not possible to find. They're so choshev that people will never sell them by any other means besides for individually counting them. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands Shittas Reb Meir. Rish Lakish saw that. Kol shedarko limon shenin. Rish Lakish holds anything that's darko limonis. And the Mefarshim explain, Rashi explains that Rish Lakish understands the Shittas of Reb Meir that even something that is sometimes sold individually, even if it's not always sold individually, it's not always something that you count, still it's kol shadarko limonis, anything that the derech is to count, even if sometimes it will be counted and sometimes it won't be counted. This is the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the opinion of Reb Meir. Now the machloikis over here is between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Usually when we have a machloikis tanoim and there's a yochid and a rabbin, and there's an opinion of one individual against the opinion of the chacham of the rabbin, we say yoch v'rabbin, halach ki rabbin, the halach should be like the chachamim and not like Reb Meir. And in fact, the Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asuras does indeed paskin Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tezayin Halach Gimel. The Rambam paskins like the chacham, he in fact paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that only there are only seven items, these seven items that are listed in the Mishnah and the Gemara, these are the seven things that are considered Dvarim Chashuvim, and they will not be bottled. Everything else, according to the Rambam, is bottled, even if it's something which is so important that it will only be sold when it's counted, it's Tarka Limonis. The Rambam disagrees and paskins like the Chom Naliker Meir. However, not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideis Min Kofiud Sif Aleph Paskins brings down the opinion of the Rambam, And after that Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that there's a Yesh Oimrim that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We don't paskin like Rechachom, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Within the Shita of Rabbi Meir, the Ramah says we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, why would we pass like a mayor over the Chacham? So the Vilna Gaon over there explains that there are, even though usually we pass like the Chacham over a mayor, over a Das Yachid, but this machloikis between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, how to understand Rabbi Meir, is brought down in many places in Shas. It's brought down in our Gemara, it's brought down in the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. So in many places the Gemara discusses the machloikis of Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish at length, so it would seem from there that the Gemara assumed that in fact we paskin like Rabbi Meir and not like the Chacham, and that is the reasoning for these Rishonim, these Shitas that paskin like Rabbi Meir. So the Ramah paskins like Rabbi Meir, and he says we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, but generally speaking we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish. The Shach over there brings down there are some Rishonim who disagree, and there's some Rishonim who say we should even be even more machmir and we should paskin like Reish Lakish, and we should say anything that is sometimes counted will have the this halacha that it will not be bottled will be considered a davar chashiv, and the rationale to passing like Reish Lakish is that even though there's a rule we usually pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, but the Paiskim say that when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing according to a different opinion, the opinion of the Tana, Taisus says that over there we are allowed to pass like Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan, so the rule of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan, would not apply. Fact is a practical nafkamina that's discussed in the halachas and Shulchan Aruch over there. The question is how would you consider eggs? Would we consider eggs something that's considered a darka limonis or not? According to the mechaber, obviously it's not dependent on darka limonis. It's only one of the shisha or one of the shiva dvarim, and eggs are not one of those shiva dvarim. However, according to the Ramah, according to the Shach, we would have to decide are eggs something that are sold by individually. In fact, today we sell eggs are generally sold by numbers. They're sold in a carton that usually has a set amount, so it's not sold by weight. One could make an argument that maybe it is sold by weight because it's differentiating to different sizes. So in any event, there's a big discussion in the Paiskim based on how we paskin what would be the halacha if an egg that was usur to eat would get mixed into something else. The Rambam that we said before, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. However, even though the Rambam says the halach is like the Chachamim, and there are only seven things that are considered dvarim chashuvim, the Rambam says that besides for these seven things, it is possible for other things to also be considered davar chashuv. The Rambam says whenever there is a minig amokim in a certain place that these things are chashuv, certain things in a certain areas in certain medinas, certain countries are considered choshev in that country, to the people that live in that country, says the Rambam, so those things now become a davar choshev, and they will also have the status of a davar choshev that is not bottled. So the Rambam says, so what is the advantage of the seven things that the Tanoim, the Chachamim mentioned, if in fact anything that's considered a davar choshev is not bottled? So the Rambam says that these things are considered choshev no matter where you go. These things are halachically considered choshev. It doesn't make a difference what the country is, what the area is. But besides for that, there's a halacha, whatever is choshev, eitzu b'nei mokim, will also be considered davar choshev, and it will not be bought. In fact, the Rambam is a bit difficult to understand, because if the Gemara says clearly that these are the only things which are choshev, and we have a machloikis between Rameir and Chachamim, exactly how we consider dvarim chashuvim, so how can the Rambam come and say that really these seven things are not necessarily the only things? It could possibly be other things as well. It's a difficult Rambam to understand. So the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud, he expresses a very interesting idea. This idea is elaborated on by Rav Aaron Cutler in his Sefer on Chulin, the Mishnah of Aaron and Chulin Simit Zayin. He explains this Yisayt at length. He says that when we discuss things that are Isser and Heter, that gets mixed together, so I have a Taruvis, I have a mixture of things that are Osser and things that are Mutter. Now, why is it that you're not allowed to eat these Dvarim Asurim? Why am I not allowed to eat this Taruvis? So the simple understanding is I'm not allowed to eat the Taruvis because every bite that I eat, it's possible that in this bite I'm eating something which is osir. It is possible that I'm eating something which is mutter, but I could be eating something which is osir. So if in the end I ate it, and I ate a little bit, if in the end it ended up that I only ate, if in Shemayim they'll tell me that I only ate heter, so then it's very good. I didn't do anything wrong. I only ate the heter. The problem is that it's impossible for us to determine whether what I ate was heter, what I ate was isser. So the isser is still osir, and the heter is still mutter. However, because it's mixed together, you cannot eat it for fear. We're afraid that you might end up eating the isser. This is the standard concept of when we say that something is not batel b'roiv. However, Zolnagoin and Rabbi Aaron Cutler explain that when it comes to the halacha over here, then we discuss dvarim chashuvim, and we say the chashuvim and not batel, the lashon of the Mishnah and the lashon of the Gemara, when we discuss this, the Gemara says that it says that it's a lashon of mikdash. Ain't a mikdash. Or kol shadar kolimon is mikdash. When we discuss things that are mikdash, the word kedusha implies that we're taking something which previously was chulin, something which did not have kedusha, and we're giving it kedusha. We're taking something which previously was mutter, and we're transforming it and turning it into something which is now aser. Now, in fact, whenever we discuss the taruvis, that's not how it works. The heter is still mutter, and the isser is still aser. It's just you're not allowed to eat it. It's a technical problem. Like, you can't eat it because I might eat the isser. But the part of the taruvis, the part of the mixture which is still heter, does not transform and change its status. Its halachic status changes and becomes aser. Now the entire thing is aser. That would be the standard interpretation. However, the Vilna Gaon says that these seven things are so chashuv that when the Chachamim came along and the Chachamim said they're not batel, not only did they say they're not batel, they said that these seven things have the power to transform and change the heter. That it was mixed together, that even that heter changes and becomes iser. And this halacha, as explains the Gaon, is a specific halacha that the Chachamim, Chazal, only apply to these seven things. Even though the Rambam says that there are other things, that if the minhag Medina is that these people consider them chashuv, they will not be batel, over there we do not say that it changes the heter into iser, and now those things, the entire mixture is also. The Mishnah only says it by these seven things. True that other things are chosher. There's a concept in halacha that something which is chosher is not batel. However, these seven things are different, and they're specific halacha that we say they're mikdash and they change the heter and they transform it from heter into iser. What's the nafka mina? What difference does it make? Either way, you can't eat the taruvis. You're not allowed to eat it. There's heter and iser mixed together. What difference does it make if I say that the heter now gets a halacha, that I'm not allowed to eat it because I might eat iser, or the reason I can't eat it is because it changes in itself. Its inherent nature changes and becomes iser. Says the Vilna Gaon, the difference is the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And that's Siman. And Siman Kufyud is the halacha that the Rambam paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins. What happens when an iser gets mixed in with heter, and that new taruvis, which I'm not allowed to eat, part of it breaks away, part of it is removed, and gets mixed into a different taruvis. So what is the halacha of this? So the halacha is, generally speaking, the Gemara says that when it comes to sveikas, if I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to eat something, I'm not allowed to eat something, the halacha is that sveika deraisa l'chumra, if I have a suffix on iser deraisa, whether I'm allowed to eat it or not, I have to be machmir, and I'm not allowed to eat it. However, it's a svek sveka. If there are two different sekos, two different doubts involved, two uncertainties over here, then the halacha is I'm allowed to be makel and I'm allowed to eat it. So therefore, the poskim say, under regular circumstances, we'll say that just like a svek sveka is mutter to eat, so too if I have a double taruvis, if I have one mixture of heter and iser, and part of that mixture separating got mixed into another mixture, that is equivalent to a svek sveka, and it will be considered a double taruvis, the taruvis that was nisarav and another taruvis, and then the second taruvis, the second mixture, should then be considered mutter to eat. However, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch do not pass like that. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say that when I have a double taruvis, one taruvis got mixed in with the second one, it is usur to eat the second mixture until part of that mixture gets mixed in with the third mixture. If it's a three taruvis, if it's a svek, svek, sveka, three svekas and three taruvis, three mixtures, then the Rambam will allow you to eat from the third mixture. But until then, you're not allowed to eat from the second mixture. So the question is, why would the Rambam not say that? Why would we not allow you to eat from the second mixture? If generally speaking, the halacha is that a sekseka is mutter, so then double taruvis should also be mutter. Why does the Rambam say that you will require the third taruvis? Explains the Vilna Gaon, according to the way we just understood the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense. The Rambam's opinion is that when I have a davar choshev, which is one of the seven things that are mentioned over here in this Mishnah, and it gets mixed in with other things of heter, we don't consider the heter that's in that mixture as if it's still heter. The heter itself changes, it's transformed, that it becomes, turns into iser. So now if this taruvis, this heter and iser, a piece of it falls into a different taruvis, I can't consider this a double suffix. It's not a double taruvis, it's only one taruvis, because it's as if the first batch is 100% iser, and a little piece of it falls into a different batch, a different mixture, and then it's only considered one taruvis. Therefore, the Rambam says, that's why you always have to add on another one. You have to have three, it has to get mixed in three times. Once you get mixed in three times, that we have to discount the first time. The first time doesn't count because over there, the heter is transformed and it changes into iser, but that doesn't extend to the second taruvus. The second taruvus is only aser to eat because it's a mixture of heter and iser, and no, that heter does not transform. So once I get to the third taruvus, then the third taruvus will then be completely mutter to eat. Of course, according to the Vilna Gaon, there's a chiddush involved in this halacha, that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to wait until you eat the third mixture in order to eat the taruvis, according to the Vilna Gaon, that would only be true if the original iser that got mixed in was one of the seven things listed over here in this Mishnah and in this Rambam. However, if it would be one of the other things, it would be a davar choshev, because the minig hamakim makes it into a davar choshev, then according to the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam would agree to the other paiskim, and he would say that when I have a double taruvis, it would be just like a sekseka, and then it would be mutter to eat the second taruvis.